We're living in very difficult times. It's almost a pachad to find out what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. Every day, the last month is... There's shvuyim, people that are captive. There's tsuim, people that are wounded. There's Avelim, people that are mourning the tragic and the number of tragic losses. And there's young men, I guess for the most part, on the front, whose lives are in danger every minute. And the people in the losses on the front signing it. There's many different aspects to talking about this issue. We could try to make some sense out of it, which is very difficult. We don't understand, you know, what Hashem is doing. Although, the historicist tshuva is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. Every day, I don't know what you people hear, what you people know, but the numbers... And the intensity with which people are doing tshuva, it's beyond. You know, you certainly are too young to remember, but after the Six-Day War, there was a tshuva movement that just sprouted up. I'm confident that what's happening now and continuing to happen will far surpass in numbers and in depth and in quality whatever happened then. It's just not shaykh. Just the picture of a mother. A mother whose daughter was captive, taken to Gaza, and she's not a religious woman. And you see her dressed, bitznius, her hair covered, and she was instructed that it's a big schus to be mafrish challah. She's mafrish challah. She, you know, she speaks Hebrew, obviously, she's reading it. And then at the end, spontaneously, her daughter is... She doesn't know if she's alive or dead, being abused, being tortured, tormented. She has no idea. And she screams out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani ohevet otcha, Ani meta alecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you. I'm dying for you. She doesn't know what's going on. And one very wise, actually I think she was a Chavar Knesset, explained what this woman was saying. She says, she must have been saying, "Kol mad over rachmal latav of it." Everything Hashem does is for the good. Because how can she say, when she's praying for the welfare of her daughter, who's a captive by achzorim that are beyond anything we've seen in recent history, and she has no idea, and she's praying for her welfare, and at the same time she screams out, "I love you, Hashem." She understands that everything Hashem does is for the good. A secular person, a non-religious person, has come suffering this tremendous tragedy, not knowing what's befalling her daughter, and she's holding by love of Hashem with kol mad de'ovad rachmon le'tavovit. And this is happening day in and day out, all over Eretz Yisrael and the world. A young man who's been off the derech for, who knows, maybe 10 years, after the beginning of the war, calls me up and says, "I'm still angry at Hashem, but I need him." He realized that we can't get along without him. So there's a massive tshuva movement that's just blossoming, and I think it's going to be beyond anything that anyone ever imagined. But that's one thing. Question is, though, what do we do to help? We're here. You know, we're far away. Most of you look to me like you don't have massive funds to donate to various causes which could help. If I'm mistaken, please step forth and let me know. So, what do we do? And I think that we don't realize the power of our tefillos and the power of our learning, the schus of our learning, what it can accomplish. Someone asked me recently and said, "You know, yeshivas, they're learning seriously now, they're taking it very seriously, they're learning extra story. My son's on the front line putting his life in danger." And you're telling me the yeshiva bochrim, they should sit and learn? And told him, I said, you know, we have, you have, we, nobody has really, a sense of what Schusim can protect Klal Yisrael. We know that without the Torah, there would be no Eretz Yisrael, there would be no Klal Yisrael, there would be no universe. If not for the Torah, day and night, and all the laws of nature, nothing would exist. So, we're holding up the world. You're holding up the world. But not only that, every word of Torah, the schus of Talmud Torah, the Goyin says for every word of Talmud Torah, we get the schar for Taryag Mitzvahs. There's no way today in the world we can do Taryag Mitzvahs, because many of the Mitzvahs are not shaykh to do today. But a word of Liman HaTorah, when we learn Amanas Lasois, gets the schar of Taryag Mitzvahs. Because I'm the Kabbalah by myself, whatever Hashem says I want to do. But Shaykh, who knows how many soldiers, how many people, how many tragedies are being averted, how many Shvuyim are going to be freed in the schus of every word of Talmud Torah. And this is the reality. You know, in an army, there's generals, and there's the captains, and there's lieutenants, and there's sergeants, and there's privates, there's everybody. And it takes all an army to fight a battle. This is one of the battlefronts. And this is a serious battlefront. And we should take seriously, since they're putting their lives in danger, what Chazal tell us, Ein ha-Teira niknes ela lemisha meimis es atzmo aleho. The kinyan ha-Teira comes from Mesiras Nefesh. I put it, it's not just I'm learning, but I'm Mesiras Nefesh to learn. I put in that extra effort, I put in that passion, that feeling, that depth, that motivation, that, and we have no idea how much it helps, but we know that the Schus Kiyum of Klal Yisrael, that's the Goyin says that in the Pasuk, HaKoyel Kul Yaakov Adai Medei Esav, it's written with Aleph of the first Koyel, Kal, when the coil of Yaakov in the Bote Medrash is light, the Yadayim the Esav, the hands of Esav can be upon us. But when it's Koil Yaakov, when that sound emanates from here all the way to Eretz Yisrael and to Shomayim, Ein HaYadayim the Esav. There's nothing that anyone can do to call Israel. But what about our tefillos? What about our tefillos? I heard many years ago from the Rosh Hashiva Zachrei Levrocha, he used to say, over many times in Shmuis, that when the second base Hamikdash, when the first base Hamikdash was on the verge of destruction, Yirmiyahu HaNavi had spent his whole life, his whole career, to try to avert that destruction with his tefillos, with his nevuas and teichochot to Klal Yisrael, and his bakoshes to the Rabbeinu Shalalem, and his whole life he spent. And by the end, he saw it's not helping. He saw the churban is going to come. So he sent a delegation to Hulda. Hulda was a prophetess, a woman, but a minor. She was not like Yirmi, was the Novi Hadur. She was a minor prophetess. And he sent a delegation that she should daven, that to avoid the churban. And Rashi explains that because women have another dimension of rachmonas. Noshima rachmas yoyser. They. Anyway, noshima rachmas yoyser. So, usually I have it off, I apologize. Anyway, so because of that, so Hulda's going to make a difference. So the Rashiva pointed out, Yirmiyah, with all his tefillos, with the depths of his heart, the giant of the generation that he was, with his whole life's effort to try to avert the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Hulda, she's not as great, not as passionate maybe, she's a woman. She has another dimension of Rachmanis, another krechts. An additional krechts can make a difference in the churban or not the churban. After all of the tefillos of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who knows when we say tilim, if one little krechts, one little awareness, one little feeling of the heart, just an extra little bit, can tip the scales, can make a difference in between life and death, in the massive that's going on. We have great power. In fact, we should be aware what can motivate us to access that power. We say often, I don't know if that's what you say here, but we say often, Maskila David, the Yosef Bama'ora. David was hiding in a cave, was being pursued from his life. And he says in the middle. Habet yomin re'ei. Look to the right. Ve'ein li makir. Nobody there even recognizes me. Ovad monois mimeni. Ein deresh lenafshi. I have no place of refuge. There's no one even deresh lenafshi. There isn't even an old lady out there who says, Vost mach dovidu. How do you feel? What? Deresh lenafshi. Someone wants to know, how am I doing? Nobody could care less. Then the Radak adds one word. He says, Lefikoch zo'akti elecho Hashem. Amarti atomachsi. Therefore I called out to you, Hashem, and I said, you are my place of refuge. Therefore, David HaMelech wasn't the spell before. He's being pursued for his life. He's hiding in the cave. What is it? Because he recognized that there's no one else. The Teretz is when we think we have even a little old lady who cares about me, even someone who knows me. Epis, I have something. But no, I have nothing. I'm bereft of everything. Lefikach, now, because of this, I can call out, Zo'ak Tielech, I cry out to Hashem, and I realize, Ato Machsi, you are my place of refuge. You have no place else to turn. Oftentimes, and in previous battles in Israel, there were times when, I was in Eretz Yisrael by the Yom Kippur War, and when Tzor Yom Kippur, the Prime Minister gets on to, strengthen the Oilam, and says, V'tuchim anu bekocho shel Tzahal. We are sure, we have trust in the power of Tzahal, of our army. And that was the worst war and the greatest losses of any of the wars in modern Israeli history. We have to realize, we have no one. This time, Tzahal. It took hours until they were able to get to the place. It was completely unprotected. And we know now. No. People are seeing. Because, we have people that say they're our friends and they want to help us. And if you read between the lines, you see the conditions, the pressures, the subtleties. We have no friends. Habet yomin orei ve'eli makir. Nobody could care less. Nobody recognizes. Ovad monais mimeni. There's no place else to take refuge. Ein deresh lenafshi. The United Nations is going to be deresh lenafshi. You know what they say over there. Lefikoch zo'akte lecho Hashem. Now we know, we only elonu lishoyin elavinu shoyin, and that's what's happening. That's what's happening to the soldiers. I've seen pictures and videos of soldiers getting ready to go out to the field with tzitzis, with this, with that, things that they never dreamt of before. People who are secular, people who are anti. And there was a terrible feeling of anti-Yiddishkeit in Eretz Yisrael before October 7th. And now, everything's different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many chishboinus. We have to know that nobody leaves this world unless his time has come. That we know. We know that everything Hashem does is latav, even though we have trouble understanding it. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says in the mitzvah of Makim Parshas Kiseitze that before we come into this world, we are shown the whole panorama of our entire existence from beginning to end, and we sign off on it. We agree. Because from that vantage point, we know how good it is. Over here, it looks like a bunch of disheveled threads and it doesn't make any sense. But we know that Hashem is in control. We know that every life that's taken is lived its time. And even though they come together in one place and it looks like some kind of a mikra, some kind of an accident, it's all with a cheshbon. As Reb Chaim Brisk used to say, every bullet has an address. But we see that there's something going on now in Klal Yisrael that's so powerful. That's such a movement, that's such an awakening, that's such a yisurus. And I just want to leave you with a thought. Hope I have it here. Bear with me for a moment, I got a lot of papers here. Oh, it's going to be the last one. No, next to the last. In Tehillim, in Kapitel Ayin Tes, talks about the Churban. The time of the Churban, they made the carcasses of the Yidden as food for the birds.
Besar chasidecho, the flesh
of your chasidim, lechayso eretz, to the animals to devour. And Rashi is bothered. He says, chasidecho, a chosid is even more than a tzaddik. He does lefnei rishus sadim. Rashi says, v'haloi rishoyim hoyu. The churban happened because they were rishoyim. They were devoured by animals because they were rishoyim. Chasidecho. Look what he says. Elo mishekiblu puranusam. Once they got their punishment, hareihem chasidim. They're chasidim. And he compares it to a person who gets malchus, and it's not because they died al kiddush Hashem. It's because they suffered. We have to be able to look at all of those non-religious secular Jews who lost their lives, or even if they didn't lose their lives, they lost a child's life, and they're suffering their mourning right now. Or they're suffering the fear and the trepidation because they're in captivity. Or they're suffering the fear and the worry because their children or their family is in captivity. Or they're suffering now because their children are fighting on the front and they don't know. A mother and a grandmother described to me their son is in Gaza. And every minute they just wait. They're waiting for army people to come to the door, knocking on the door, to tell them that it's all over. All of the suffering takes these people and doesn't just say, oh, you guys suffered, okay, we'll elevate you, you're good people. No. We look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we look at them as chassidim because they got punished. We have to look at Klal Yisrael as one. We have to look as every member of Klal Yisrael as precious. We have to be mispalo for every member of Klal Yisrael. Makes no difference whether they're religious or not religious. Everyone Yisrael, afa pi shechoto Yisrael hu. And with that attitude, I believe that especially young people, especially B'nai Torah, especially people that are learning and hopefully developing sensitivities for the future and the benefit of Klal Yisrael, can truly make a major difference. And we should be zeicher to hear b'koreif that the fighting has stopped. Hamas is obliterated forevermore. The enemies of Klal Yisrael will come to recognize that Hashem Echod u'Shmo Echod. We should be zeicher the Geula Shleima b'mehera b'yomeinu.